senator on our list is John Kennedy. Welcome.
Thank you.
I'm not sure how long you've been in, sitting in the background there, but I'll just tell you what I've said to everyone else.
It's good to just come and see what happens.
Yeah, thanks very much for putting in the original submission. We've read that, so you don't need to read that out to us.
No.
But you're very welcome to speak to it and highlight your key points and issues of concern for us.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, well, it's pretty brief, really.
Okay.
I've been four dairy farms at Ariti, been there for 20-something years, and about 9 years ago we bought a hill block, a large hill block, and we've spent a lot of time and money fencing that off, and gullies and what have you, and that's basically been subsidised by the dairy farm. And quite frankly I find it a little bit distressing to see that the work that we've done has been minimised, I think, around this land and water plan. I really think that the effort that we've put in over the last 20 years with our dairy farms has been, I think has been beneficial to where we live and farm. I think that the 20-degree rule is, if I'd known there was going to be a 20-degree rule, I possibly wouldn't have fenced off as much as we have. And so, you know, I think that you are affecting our future business. When we took over that block, it was severely degraded with beef animals. There were no real fences there at all. In fact, they were fenced so that the stock could actually get into the creeks. And I think you understand how that works. Make sure you've got a fence going crisscrossing a gully so the first thing we did was put in a water scheme. It cost us a lot of money, and it progressively fenced off large areas. We intensively winter dairy stock up there, and it is part of our business. I think that if I just go on to the 50-hectare rule, I don't agree with that. There's large blocks that should have more, so I think a percentage is probably more in keeping with practical farming solutions. I don't agree that there should be exceptions made for sheep, keeping sheep out of waterways. I think you've read there about the dairy rate. I strongly object to the dairy rate. We pay for everything that ES does on the farm. They come out and check the effluent. They come out and, well, we basically pay for everything, so why there's a separate dairy rate, I've got no idea, and I believe it should be abolished. I've got no problems with doing a farm management plan, but it should be offset by the fact that the dairy rate should be abolished. I'm not quite sure what else there is, but I'm here speaking on my own behalf.
Yep.
But I think at the bottom there, my submission that it said that I would have liked to have put another submission in, but I didn't get onto the wasn't able to get onto the website to do that. So I'd like to actually take the opportunity to make a further submission, not on my behalf, but on behalf of the Southland Rural Support Trust, which I was going to submit on.
No, look, I have to stop you there, and we can't allow that. The law doesn't provide for that. Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah. I understand your concern, but we simply can't do that.
Right. Oh, well, that's me done.
Okay, we'll see if we have questions for you. Lloyd.
John, can you make comment about the 20 degrees? Mm-hmm. We've had other submitters submit on that as well, and they've made a number of suggestions. To address this issue, what would you like us to consider from your point of view? We've had suggestions up to 30 degrees, we've had suggestions about run out and setbacks depending on angles and averages, and they've covered a wide range, but I'd just like to hear from your point of view with that block of land.
I don't have any solutions around that, except to say that I think in our case it depends on vegetation. We've got extremely thick vegetation, so somebody who might in a non-wintering situation graze very close to a waterway, for example, and the grass is short, but yes, they haven't cultivated there, therefore that the setback is a little bit irrelevant in that case. In our case, where you know, we've got vegetation growing which might be several metres high in places, and unfortunately some of it's gorse. It's not a lot growing underneath gorse at this stage, but there is fallows etc. coming up through it, and so therefore the slope gets mitigated in that situation, as opposed to a closely grazed paddock where a 20 degree slope may not actually, maybe too much. So I haven't got a solution for you, but I do know that it does depend on vegetation around there.
Bear in mind you made 20 degrees as a comment. We've heard people who have suggested that working 20 degrees up to 25 is they feel quite safe. Over 25 becomes a little bit, well, they didn't expect, but when they measure the angle, becomes a little bit more challenging. Some are quite happy up to 30. Do you have any preference of?
I think it's actually really hard to tell what a slope is, and there's so many variable slopes on a paddock. I would suggest 30 degrees is pretty steep actually, but 25 degrees is doable, especially around, as I said, especially around the marginal vegetation that's there.
So given your comments about the degrees is hard to actually calculate, would you be happy with a little bit more robustness around some of the mitigations around
No, I think there's got to be give and take. Actually, it's just it's ridiculous to be really quite strict about, because some paddocks have small areas that might be 40 degrees, for example, and in general we don't go around those areas, but yeah, they are part of the paddock. Yeah, it's, I mean, to make a rule to cover all situations is totally impractical, really. I think generalities are. We have to look at.
Okay, I'll just move on to intensive winter grazing. You've made the point that you'd like a percentage and not the 20 or 50 hectares that's been indicated in the plan, and the officer has recommended 50 hectares. Do you have a percentage number in your mind that would work for the plan?
Look, I think the situation around farming is moving so quickly that some of our cows are wintered off our block, and we don't actually know what's going to happen in the future around those blocks. They might be up in the Mossburn area. There could be issues around there. So, to my mind, if we had to pull some of those animals back onto our dairy farm and more intensively graze, then perhaps we might have to say 20% of our farm could actually be put up. Might have to be put over to winter grazing. You know, there are a lot of, I think, unintended consequences around these rules that are being put in, and time will actually tell as to how that plays out. And I would definitely not like to be restricted, if you like, when the future of our farming business could be decided by unintended consequences further down the track. And you know, we're sitting here today, but we know that in a few weeks' time things could change dramatically. And it's all very well to say what our wish list is, but actually it might not be there.
Just the last last thing, if you had to get a consent for winter grazing, no matter where it was, and it was for a period of 10 years and it was clearly a clear, simple process, would you be happy to gain a consent if you felt you had to under whatever rules come towards us?
For 10 years? If it was a, say, a $200 or $300 process, I'd say yeah. I think that my experience getting a reconsenting one of our farms for effluent and water was it wasn't hugely difficult, but it was expensive. And I think that those things need to be taken into account, the cost and the pressure on farmers to put up complicated arguments for something that should be quite straightforward, I think is should be taken into consideration. Yeah, I'd be happy with 10 years, cheap process, almost a formality rather than what has to go through now, which is I'm talking about a renewal of a, you know, it's a very in-depth process, and I know that the engineers that are finding it difficult, and that has to be taken into consideration. The process now is way too difficult, and I can tell you from personal experience, unacceptable, and going forward I think it will be totally unacceptable to most farmers if that process is put through into a resource consent for wintering.
Thank you. No more questions, Chris?
Yeah, you make some comments about farm management plans not being any more than four pages.
Well, I just think that if you want people to read it and to understand it, it has to be simple.
So in your mind, is that to tick a compliance box or to create a plan which is going to help better environmental management?
No, just to create a plan, but it's got to be a very, very simple plan so people can understand it. A lot of plans are run by, or a lot of farms are run by staff, and so they're not going to be interested in reading screeds of PC type stuff. That has to be very, very simple and easily understood.
Did you have a look at Appendix E in the plan that talks about farm environment management plans?
I probably did, but to be honest, how much reading
can you do? Okay. I'd be interested if you felt like going home and looking at it and saying this could be improved here. I think we'd probably accept that and as an input.
And how do I do that?
Well, it's in this plan. Appendix E.
How do I
make to our staff.
Oh, right. Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Right. Thank you.
No questions from me. Thank you.
Just one about your recommendation that sheep and deer need to be excluded from waterways, that the government is coming up with some plans regarding stock access to water, and is unlikely to include sheep, especially on hill country. So I'm interested in your views as to why sheep should be excluded from water courses, particularly, say, in a hill country situation where there's a relatively low density of stock, or you're not meaning that.
Yeah. We've been in Southland for over 20 years and we've had a lot of creeks go through our farms. And I made a tongue-in-cheek comment at a discussion group where Gary Morgan was there. And essentially, I said, "Oh, our eels are starving in the creek these days because since there's more and more dairy farmers, the creeks have been fenced off, and there's no dead sheep in them anymore." And you know, the reality is that I think that if we're required to fence off the creeks, then I think that it should be possible for everybody to fence off the creeks. And I make the comment on there that I think that it should be made a lot easier to put water supplies in, piped water supplies. It cost us a lot of money to do it, to be fair. But also, it should be made easier for people to put dams in. We, you know, our hillbot, I'd absolutely love to put a couple of large dams in there, but the engineering required, the cost required is prohibitive, and I believe that the Resource Management Act should make it a lot simpler for us to store water, so that water schemes can be put in place, and therefore fence off areas so that sheep don't have to go into them.
Right,
I don't know whether that answers your question.
Oh, no, I just wanted to get the rationale for that. No, that's good.
Well, I think it's we have to be fair, reasonable. You know, if we're going to spend money fencing off creeks and what have you, I think everybody should. There's another comment.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Even though it might be difficult.
Yeah. And thank you, Mr. Kennedy. I have no further questions for you. Thanks very much for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
Okay, we're now adjourned until 12:45.